Unit 9, page 88, exercise 3.
Small is big. Everyone is talking about it, but nobody can see it. That's because nanotechnology is about making new things with individual atoms and molecules. These extremely tiny objects and materials are measured in nanometers. For centuries, scientists have known about molecules and atoms. But the idea of nanotechnology was first mentioned in 1959 by the American physicist Richard Feynman. In those days, microscopes weren't powerful enough for scientists to see and work with atoms. Then, in the 1980s, new types of microscopes were invented. Since then, people have started to make tiny artificial materials called nanoparticles by putting atoms or molecules together. Now, nanotechnology is becoming big business, and amazing new materials are being developed all the time. They are already being used in everyday objects such as clothes, cosmetics, and equipment for professional sports people. The tennis champion Roger Federer won the Wimbledon Tennis Championship with a racket containing nanomaterials, which made it much stronger. Nanotechnology has the answer to smelly feet too. Silver is a metal that was first used by the ancient Greeks to make water safe for drinking. Today, nanotechnology uses tiny amounts of silver to make socks which don't smell. The smell is caused by bacteria living on your feet. Socks are now sold with silver nanoparticles in them that can get rid of the bacteria. Clothes containing nanomaterials are becoming quite common. Your jacket or trousers may be made of special stay-clean textiles. These are covered with a tiny layer of nanoparticles that keeps the dirt out. Some products are also helping in the home. Self-cleaning glass means that we don't need to clean the windows anymore. A layer of nanoparticles on the glass makes dirt disappear when it rains. This is especially useful on the windows of very tall buildings. Another interesting idea is nano art. Artists and scientists work together to create molecular-sized sculptures and landscapes. Powerful microscopes are used to photograph their creations and turn them into images which can be seen. Nanotechnology is exciting, but some people are worried that nanoparticles and tiny objects made from them may be dangerous to humans or the environment. Some science fiction writers imagine nanomachines that can copy themselves and spread like a virus. Nobody knows what the future effects of nanomaterials could be, so many people want them to be controlled. Whatever the risks, there's little doubt that nanotechnology will be important in our lives in the future. It will be used everywhere to make things smaller and more efficient, for example in computers, solar panels and space exploration. However, it is in medicine that the biggest changes may take place. People already imagine tiny robots called nanobots, which could travel inside the body, repairing cells and fighting diseases. This is still science fiction at the moment, but these devices will be used by doctors in the near future. Nobody knows if nanotechnology will turn out to be a dream or a nightmare, but we'll soon find out.